Here at Gaza City's key hospital, Al-Shifa, lie 50 patients in urgent need of medical care outside the war-torn Gaza Strip. These patients are among roughly 450 others across the region awaiting treatment abroad. Yet the Rafah crossing between Egypt and Gaza remains closed, halting medical evacuations as the regional U.S.-Israeli war on Iran continues. Rami Al-Zabout is son of 45-year-old cancer patient Abdul Hay Al-Zabout.
هو معاه الكانسر هلقيته انه وحالته انه هو منتشر في الجسم يعني.
The cancer has now spread to my father's liver and throughout his abdomen. Even if chemotherapy were available, it would only help a little. We are waiting for permission to travel abroad because his treatment is available in Egypt. The referral papers are ready and we appeal to all concerned authorities to help us.
الكيماوي هان بس له يعني لو وجد الكيماوي بس انه تصبيره.
Another patient waiting for evacuation is 60-year-old Maryam Al-Shandoghli from the northern Gaza refugee camp of Jabalia. She has a breast cancer that has now spread. Her son-in-law, Muhammad Abid Al-Shandoghli, describes her condition.
Doctors say her cancer has apparently spread to the brain. They are waiting for a CT scan, but her condition is worsening and she is now having difficulty speaking. Doctors suggest she could be referred to for treatment outside Gaza, but the problem is that her case depends on referral papers approved by the occupation authorities, and traveling is very difficult these days.
The Gaza-based health ministry says around 20,000 patients and war-injured people are now waiting for treatment outside the territory. Dr. Mohammed Abu Silmiya is the director of Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City.
About 1,300 patients have died while waiting for a referral outside Gaza. These patients need a chemotherapy, radiation therapy, or surgical procedures that are not available in the Gaza Strip. As everyone understands, Gaza has been under siege and the occupation has blocked patients from leaving. As a result, either these treatments must be made available here or the occupation must allow these critical cases to exit. We have already lost around 1,300 patients.
Prior to the current American-Israeli war against Iran, the Rafah crossing between Egypt and Gaza briefly reopened under a U.S. brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. But access remained extremely limited. Only about 50 patients and their escorts were allowed to leave Gaza each day for medical treatment abroad. Last Saturday, Israel closed the Rafah terminal, a key outlet connecting Palestinians in Gaza to the outside world. Israeli officials cited security concerns amid the current war. Meanwhile, over the past week, only a limited number of truckloads of goods and aid supplies have been allowed into the coastal enclave. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari. In Gaza.